Hi, I'm Marlena, and I want to welcome you to Marlena, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream, where for about the next 60 minutes or so, we'll be taking your calls at 1-866-666-7926. Come on in, sit down, take your shoes off, give me a call, won't you? Hello there, I am Marlena, and I just told a lie because we're not taking your calls for about the next 60 minutes or so. We are taking your calls for about the next 120 minutes or so. So you guys better have a lot of calls tonight. We've had lots of requests for us to consider doing a two-hour format, and since I'm going to be gone for a month starting tonight, I thought, you know what, this would be a great night to try to see where we can go for two big hours tonight on Marlena. Let's do a little bit of housekeeping first. The telephone number to call is 1-866-666-7926. And Wait, I'm not doing MSN or email. That's the other stream. We'll be with you, like I said, for the next couple of hours, and really looking forward to hearing from you and seeing what you've got on your mind. And, you know, because this is live radio, it just occurs to me I need to make sure that that phone line is ready for you. How do you like that? You know, you never know around here. Things get put back the way they're supposed to. Ah, it's ready for you. No excuses for silence. Okay. Oh, what is going on the program this week? Well, it's basically an open forum show this week. However, there are a couple of things that I thought we might bounce around a bit, kind of talk about and see where we go with. So while the premise is pretty much open forum, one thing is, of course, we have just passed another anniversary of September 11th, and September 11th is not a United States tragedy. It was a worldwide tragedy. And I remember thinking, as I was getting ready for bed on September 10th, oh my gosh, tomorrow is September 11th, and I hadn't really thought about it. Is that a good thing? I'm not entirely convinced that it is or it isn't. Certainly no one wants to live their lives in the shadow of gloom and that awful, awful day. But by the same token, that, like several other days in the history of the world, that day has changed the world, and it has changed so many people within the world. And I wonder what your thoughts are about September 11th, about how you are responding and reacting to that date, September 11th. I remember on the first anniversary of September 11th, the airlines were allowing people to fly for free, and the planes were pretty much empty. On the second anniversary of September 11th, people were flying more. On the third anniversary of September 11th, I don't really recall seeing much about what people were doing as they were flying. Some of you may know that on September 11th, I was, in fact, on an airplane getting ready to head out on one of my business trips for the Pulse Data folks. So that's kind of an interesting story there as well. I've got a little bit of audio that I might like to put in here that is kind of my perspective on September 11th, but I really want to hear from you about yours. Another topic that comes to my mind, we've talked about this a bit over on the ACB Radio Interactive side of the house, is what is our responsibility as blind people to kind of change the face of blindness? there is a song out, which also I understand is a motto that the NFB are using, called Changing What It Means to Be Blind, or actually the song is The Power of the Dream by Terry Kelly, and the refrain is Changing What It Means to Be Blind. And how much responsibility do we have to change what it means to be blind as individuals? How much of that do we want to bite off and chew, and or do we want to take any of it? And if you do want to take it, what do you do to change what it means to be blind? Had a lot of good response to last week's program about disaster preparedness, keeping things accessible so that when, as blind people, we are in some form of emergency situation, be it disaster or storm or something like that, that we're somewhat prepared. We have some clue about what we need around us, and we can pick up that thread as well. The telephone number to call is 1-866-666-7926. Also hear a lot from people who say, well, I don't call in because, you know, this person calls and I didn't have time to call in, and I want to call in, but I can't get through. This is your week. This is the week, the 2 big hours. And so we don't want to turn this into a public radio fundraising monologue. So hopefully we will hear from you soon. What's been going on with me this week is just amazingly nuts. Let me scoop you just a little bit. Mr. Producer, I'm going to scoop him just a little bit. I'm not going to tell him everything. But there's a real cool main menu coming up on Tuesday. Real interesting stuff coming up on Tuesday on main menu. So make sure you stick around for that as well. So what's been going on here this week, as I said, is a little crazy. We the house remodel goes on. And, you know, you fix one thing and six more break. Well, that's been the week. Fix one thing, six more things break, but the things get fixed gradually and slowly. Another topic we can talk about, actually, which would help me, those of you who are cooks, if you could design your perfect kitchen, what would it look like for you? I can tell you what I did, but I'm curious to know what your perfect kitchen would look like for you. 1-866-666-7926. Let's go to the chat room. Let's see if we can find the chat room. By golly, we found the chat room. How do you like that? Let's bring Mr. Dave Williams in. We usually have so much phones ringing going on that we don't get a chance to hear from Dave too much. He's always over there in the chat room in the UK making sure that I'm doing all the right things, pushing all the right buttons, saying what I'm supposed to say at the time I'm supposed to say it and all that good stuff. So let me unkey and bring Dave into the mix. Good evening, Dave Williams, director of ACB Radio. How are you? And we'll...
On the program. Some interesting topics there for people to discuss, and of course anything else that's on people's minds. If people have any questions for me, perhaps they could use this opportunity. I don't want to hijack your show there, Marlene, but we've got a good 2 hours to go. I'm a little bit behind with some of the lists and some of the emails, so people might want to bring me up to date with what's going on. And, of course, I'd like to thank people for participating in the ACB Radio Interactive birthday weekend the other week. That seemed to go off fairly well, and people seemed to be enjoying themselves and having a great time, and our listener numbers were just great that weekend. So thank you very much.
Yeah, we had a good time that weekend. That was a great birthday. I got a lot of comments about my thing about Jim Pemberton being dropped off at the wrong house. Someone sent me an email and said that they practically split a lung laughing so hard. course, the enhanced audio graphics for your enhanced listening pleasure, which were added afterwards, probably helped a little bit. But for Jim, for those of you who don't know, one of our DJs works very, he's actually a DJ. In his real life, he's a DJ. And he works really late in the wee hours of the morning. And he and I used to do back-to-back shows. And his taxi cab took him to the wrong house at 2:00 in the morning. And there he is, trying to figure it out. I don't know, maybe we ought to play that one again. That's, it's kind of a classic on ACB radio, don't you think, Mr. Dave?
It certainly is, and I remember when I first heard it, and he was sort of telling the story, and people kind of wondering what happened to him, and he said, you know, and then I left the station late, and I got into my cab, and, you know, I gave the guy the address, and pulled up, and paid the cab, and got out onto the sidewalk, and the cab sped away into the night, and off it went, and there Jim was it 3 a.m., something like that, standing outside somebody else's house. And so, and the way he tells it is pretty amusing, and you did a pretty good job of winding him up as well, because Jim tried to get into the house that he was standing outside of, and started ringing the bell, and Marlena was there with the doorbell. So maybe we could play that a little bit later on. And of course, anything else that's on people's minds? Of course, this week we've had the Speak to Me catalog. Contest this week. Do you want to tell people about that, Marlena? And then perhaps give it up the floor one more time.
Yeah, I don't know the winner yet. I haven't found out the details yet. That's a detail I need to follow up on before I leave. Find out who won the SpeakToMeCatalog.com talent search. $1,000. I think that was the grand prize. Boy, I wanted to enter. I could use $1,000, like I'd win it, right? So need to follow up on that detail and find out who won it. And of course, the telephone number to call us at, you guys, is 1-866-666-7926. And, we will, hope to hear from you. It's strangely quiet. My goodness. So yeah, all kinds of things coming up on ACB radio. And of course, now is the time of year when our state affiliates begin meeting. I know in Washington we're sort of talking about, can we stream and are we going to stream and what shall we stream? And if you are interested in having your affiliates stuff streamed, just let me know. And we do have a caller. Hello, caller. With whom am I speaking and from where are you calling?
Good evening, Marlena. This is Frank Casey from Albany, New York.
Hey, Frank. I'm glad to know the line works. How the heck are you?
Good.
How's Kathy?
Well, we're going to find that out right now because the little Miss Kathy is picking up the phone right now. So Kathy, Marlena wants to know how you're doing.
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
You're out of the hospital.
Yes, finally came home last Saturday.
Oh, thank gosh. We were all pulling for you.
Oh, I'm glad of that because I don't tell you, I don't want to do that again.
No, we don't want you to do it again.
I'm still numb on the left side, but they say that'll go away. It'll be 2 weeks to 2 months. They don't know exactly when it'll go away, but that's what they're looking at.
Wow.
What the cause is, we still don't know, but we just got to take it one day at a time at the moment.
Well, the good news is that you're taking it one day at a time.
Yep, that's about all I can do. So how are you doing?
Well, you know, we're taking it one day at a time.
I just said to Kathy, Marlena sounds tired tonight.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, well, Marlena is a little tired tonight, actually, but we've got a lot. We have a lot going on here. We are getting ready to leave for a month. On between a sort of a combination vacation business trip. And, in the process of doing all that, we're also having our house remodeled.
Oh my God.
So
when is your last Marlena show, the live one?
You're on it right now.
Oh boy.
You are the stars of the last Marlena show until the 18th of October, the live one. However,
just one thing we'll mention to you that you were talking about conventions before the American Council of the Blind of New York is having its convention in White Plains, New York. I believe it's the weekend of the 23rd and 24th or something like that of October.
Well, yeah, this is the time when people, you know, are starting to get ready for their conventions. And if you guys, you know, want to record anything, and we can get it up on ACB Radio, you know, after.
Right.
We want affiliate content. So I don't know, like your banquet speaker might be someone that, I mean, I don't know who it is, but.
Well, Melanie Brunson is going to be there. She's going to speak in the afternoon, I guess, on one of the sessions.
Well, anything that you want to record, get hold of me as the ACB Radio Outreach Coordinator. I can do all kinds of magic things with things and turn them into electronic things that can be sent to Mr. Dave Williams, the director, and he can make, oh, a coffee just appeared. Boy, it's magic.
I have to mention that to our John Farina, our great president.
Yeah.
He's magic. He can perform some magical things sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the more digital we can get it, the better we like it. So,
yep.
Yeah. So that'll be great.
Well, I hope you have a very safe and pleasant vacation, and we'll be looking forward to the return of Marlena.
Well, thank you. Now,
doesn't that sound like a good movie, The Return of Marlena?
The Return of Marlena.
It sounds like Jason 13 to me.
Friday the 13th,
part 13, yeah. So,
please keep out of trouble, will you?
No, well, now, Frank, come on. don't make me do that.
That's no fun.
So, okay. let me ask you guys some of my questions before you hang up.
Okay.
Did you have any thoughts on the anniversary yesterday of September 11th? Was that any part of sort of your day or?
Well, I remember, I'll tell you what I remember. I remember waking up and I heard briefly on CBS News about a plane crash, a plane hitting the World Trade Center. And originally I said, my God, what a terrible accident. And I turned on one of the network TV news shows, and within about 30 seconds they were talking about another plane going into the World Trade Center. And I said right away, that's not an accident.
Yeah.
And later in the morning, I was talking to my wife on the phone, who works in one of the tower buildings in Albany, nothing to do with the World Trade Center, but it's still a 42-story building. And I said, Kathy, whatever you do, get out of that place, because I was just getting worried about my wife. And
of course.
It was just one, I just couldn't believe, you know, you hear these things happening, and you think they always happen someplace else. Kathy, what were your thoughts?
I didn't know what to think. You know, everyone was saying, yes, I'm glad, you know, we're going home. They're letting us out of here. My boss said, you know, I wish they'd make a decision to let us go. Yesterday when they were rehashing everything that happened, of course, I'm able to see the TV personally. I think it's kind of sad that why do they have to rehash everything? I realize that it's an anniversary of an occasion of you know, of an incident, but I don't feel that they have to totally re-show every inch of what happened.
Be maudlin about it.
Yeah. Because I watched CNN last night, and that's all they showed was all, what the cameramen did, what they had to do, what they, you know, they kept being told to get away, to run away from it, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, they just went into detail, I think, even more so than they did the day of the actual event.
I mean, the memorials are fine, but it seemed like they were, you know, we all knew what happened, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a delicate balance because, you know, even with this tiny little thing in the microcosm of journalism that I do, and it's a speck in the bucket, you know, compared to the big guys, but I mean, even I sat here and I said, now, you know, I want to do something, but I want to do something in a positive sense. I never want to forget, but I want to honor and not just go back and be re-horrified over
well,
and over again.
I think what you're doing tonight, allowing people to, bring their feelings down is good. But I kind of agree with Kathy that we all know what happened. Just to replay it and replay it, it's, I think, the memorials are great, but when you just have to replay every, instant replay, after a while it gets... I think it starts turning people away as opposed to memorializing it.
Yeah.
And how many times do you want to see a plane going into a building?
Yeah, yeah, and people jumping out a window.
You realize what that makes how that makes the survivors or the relatives of the people who didn't survive.
Exactly.
That opens up a wound every time they see that.
Exactly.
Now, this morning I saw a show. They played a show of the wives of the victims that were killed in the September 11th, and the ones that were pregnant, and then the babies that they had since then, has had since then.
I think it would be a wonderful thing to show, and if I were a producer who knew what they were doing and could do it, this is what I would do. I would, for, say, the 5th anniversary, because I think it would, take some time to do this, I would do success stories. I would show the people who put their lives back together, who remarried, whose kids grew up, who, because that is the tribute to those thousands of people who died.
Yep, who were able to come out of the ashes of destruction.
That's right. That's right. That's what I'd do.
Well,
that's a good idea.
Well, I hope your vacation is a very productive one, and we'll be looking. Who's going to fill in for you?
Well, I think we're going to have some replays. And, well, you know what? Hey, let's go ask Dave. Hang on. Let's bring Dave into this conversation here. Mr. Dave, I always give him a minute because, these Brits, they have to go get their tea, don't you know? And, he can hear me all through his apartment, but I don't know if he's sitting right at the switch box, as it were. So, he should have plenty of time now to come on and say what he thinks is going to happen while I'm gone, because you know what? I don't have a clue. So let me unkey up. This will take a second, and then the next voice we hear should be Dave. Maybe.
Marlena. Right. Well, it's entirely to you guys, really. He says, throwing the ball back into your court. We can do any number of things. I think we probably will replay one or two of the earlier programs, because can you believe we've done about 25 Marlena programs, and it feels like we're just getting started. Marlena probably feels like she's done 25,000 of them, but I think it's been great, and really enjoyed some of the programs. So we'll perhaps rerun some of them, and I think what would be nice at some point when we find out the winner of this the blind talent or the disabled talent, actually I think it's just people with disability, at least that's what it said on the site when I was visiting it the other day. If we can find out the winner of that, perhaps we could record an interview with that person and play that, or we may save that until Marlena comes back. So we've got a couple of ideas kicking around, and of course if people have any suggestions, then by all means we welcome those too. What would you guys, Kathy and Frank, what would you like us to do while Marlena's away? We're going to miss her. I'm going to miss her.
I'll tell you, there's been so many good ones. I don't know really which one to pick, Kathy.
I honestly don't know. I don't know either. The best of Marlena.
Yeah, that's right.
You may have missed.
That'll take 2 seconds.
No.
Well, I'll tell you, there may be some surprises while I'm gone. We're working on some revolutionary opportunity to be heard. Ooh, I don't know if it's going to happen though, so I don't want to say anything. But
this could be scary.
But it could be. I could pop up in your Mai Tai.
Oh boy.
Oh, we may get a door. We may, the doorbell may ring, and she may be standing outside on the porch.
You never know.
Well, listen, we'll let some other people hop on the bandwagon. But again, have a safe and pleasant trip, and we'll be looking forward to October the 18th.
All right, and thank you so much for calling. You guys have a wonderful few weeks. Kathy, get better.
Yes, I'll try.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The telephone number to call is 1-866-666-7926, and we're just kind of open forum-ing it. Is that a word to say? It's about 26 minutes past the hour. Can you believe it? My goodness. It's about 26 minutes past the hour. Now, if you are listening to this anytime, oh, well, we're going to answer the phone here. Stand by 1 second, caller. I'll be right with you. If you're listening to this anytime other than 1 to 3 Universal on Monday morning, which translates from 9 to 11 Eastern Sunday night or 6 to 8 Pacific Sunday night, you're listening to a rebroadcast, and this phone number doesn't work. It rings my fax machine, and who wants that? Hello, caller. You're with Marlena. With whom am I speaking, and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Danny in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Danny. How are you?
Doing okay.
What's going on with you?
Well, there are a couple things on my mind. First, it seems some of the main menu archives are missing or not yet uploaded, and I wondered if there was any way you might be able to send a little reminder to somebody.
Well, Dave is right here. Would you let me pull Dave in. Dave, get away from that teapot. Here we go again. We're going to keep Mr. Dave busy tonight. Have you ever met?
Know.
Have you ever talked with Dave?
No, I've never been able to do that. That's wonderful.
Let me introduce you to Dave. Now, the way this works is this is like two-way radio.
Yes. So it's a bit like ham radio.
That's right. So I'm the push to talk button.
Okay.
And so you can't talk till I push to talk.
All right.
So
when I'm done talking to him, I'd like to say a quick word to you.
I'd love it. So let's bring Dave in, and we will do that.
Hi there, Danny. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Dave.
Dave Williams here in the UK. Very good morning. It's about 2:30 a.m. here. The main menu archives are my responsibility, ultimately. And, yes, they are a bit behind at the moment, and I acknowledge that. I was ill toward the end of last month, and certainly got a lot of catching up to do. We've got some volunteers. What I'd like to do is get more of the volunteers involved with the website, and we've got some volunteers who've expressed an interest in helping us with that. The files are actually on the server. It's a case of updating the web page and getting the HTML up to date. So we can certainly do that, and I'm hoping that that's happened imminently. And certainly Main Menu always welcomes people's contributions. If you'd like to produce an item for Main Menu or record something, or you have a suggestion of something you would like to hear on Main Menu, then certainly we would welcome that as well. So I hold my hand up. It's completely my fault that they've gotten behind. But generally, my priority is to get a new program produced and try and make sure that we've had a program each week. That's my number one priority. And then what we say is we're kind of like the opposite to the BBC with our on-demand archives. We usually don't give you it straight away because we want people to listen to it on the stream. We want people to listen to the program on ACB Radio Mainstream, and then we'll give you it on demand eventually. And when it's on demand, then you get it forever. If you go to the BBC website, they'll give it you on demand for a week, and then they'll take it away. So once it's on demand, it's there for keeps. So there's no worry about it going away. And certainly, I'm working on that, and any help that people want to offer is greatly appreciated. I'd also, if it's okay with you, Marlene, I'd like to take this opportunity to give my toll-free number. If people want to call me, if people have questions or concerns or things they want to talk to me about during the week, please bear in mind that I'm 5 hours ahead of Eastern time. So if you're calling late in the day in the US, then it's quite likely to be in the middle of my night. But I do have a toll-free number which you can call from the US. And I'll give that number now, and then perhaps we could give it again later in the program when people have had a chance to grab a Braille note or a Braille light or whatever it is that they happen to have. Okay, the number is 1-888-625-8684. I'll give you that again. That's 888-625-8684, and that's my toll free number there. So if you have any questions for Tracy Ray, or if you'd like to get involved,
hang on, Danny,
or,
he can't hear you.
Things that you'd like us to do, or things that you feel that you can contribute, then certainly we would welcome your calls. I hope that answers your question, Danny, at least partly. And I'll hand it back to you, Marlena.
Okay, Dave, repeat that number one more time, a little more slowly so that people can write it down. Go.
Sure, yeah, that's 888-625-8684. It's a toll-free number in the U.S., and it'll ring directly to me. So obviously bear in mind that I'm ahead of U.S. time. I'm on British summertime at the moment, which isn't the same as GMT, but it, almost. So if you're going to call, try and call sort of earlier in your day, really, if you're calling from the U.S. That's 1-888-625-8684. And obviously that will ring directly to me, Dave Williams, director of ACB Radio, and obviously welcome any questions, feedback, suggestions, or all that good stuff, anything kind of ACB Radio related. Obviously, bear in mind I'm not manning the phone all the time because you know, I have 1,001 other things that I need to be doing, and I have been, as I said earlier, been out of the loop a little bit over the last little while. I'm catching up with email. I've got a huge email backlog at the moment, but I'm battling very hard to try and get on top of that. And I, as I say, I was a little bit under the weather right there in August. I think it was just all the exhaustion catching up with me from July, when I seemed to be running about all over the place. But, yeah, certainly, 888-625-8684.
Great. Thank you.
Marlena.
Yes, Danny.
Very quickly, two more points. First of all, concerning 9/11.
Yes.
I tell you, I support the troops in terms of, you know, the being brave people who are doing their, you know, their duty. But I'm scared of one thing. I'm scared of the fact that here we are. We may have good intentions, you know, but the thing that bothers me about us going all around the world and back trying to, quote, nation build, is that what is going to happen someday if, heaven forbid, if the USA goes down as far as economy or power or whatever, and some so-and-so out there decides that they don't like what we're doing, and they come over here.
Right, turnabout is fair play.
You know, it makes you think, because it's happened before in history, and I love America, and I hope that we have many good years ahead of us. But what we, you know, I'm stuck between, you know what I mean? It's a terrible dilemma, and...
Well, it's a difficult time in the world right now, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that any small thing that we can do to reach out form bridges with other people is a really good thing. But anyway, on the positive side, as soon as Apple comes out with their new interface, you know, their new 10.4 Macintosh system, I intend to go to a store and experiment with it, and if I like it, now bear in mind, I've never used a Mac before in my life, okay? I have written Apple, told them that I wanted to give them my feedback if I possibly could, because I've never used an Apple, and I think I would be a good candidate to give them that, because I feel they need feedback from somebody who has never done it before.
Well, I tell you what, Danny, I'll give you a challenge. When you go out and do that,
I will try to write.
We want something for ACB Radio.
I want to try to do a main menu.
There you go.
I've never done a main menu. Mm. So someday, when you have time, I would like to talk with either you or someone about how to record a main menu, how to do it, how to send it, and all that good stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm delighted to do that. You can get started reading the data about doing it if you go to the support page off of the main ACB Radio website, mm-hmm. www.acbradio.org. Mm-hmm. And it might be /support.html, but I'm not sure. But go there, take a look. It's very clearly spelled out, kind of what you do and how you do it, and so on. And then we can start from there.
Okay. And lastly, although I'm a bit worried about some of our policies, I have nothing but good to say about our veterans and the brave men and women who are trying hard to better the lives of people overseas, and I just hope that we can present a positive image to the world and everything.
Well, that's
sorry about that. My phone went.
Oh, that's okay. You know, and I think that's an important distinction to make, Danny, that, you know, we don't have to be in favor of the fighting and the violence, but the people who are there are our people, whether they're U.S., British, Canadian, whoever they are.
Yeah.
And they are there because they're doing what they believe is right. And so never losing sight of that, I think, is a good thing.
Right. Well, thank you very much. And I hope that everything continues. I hope you have, whatever you do, I hope that you have a good time doing it. And I wish you the very best, Marlena, and take care of yourself.
All right. I'll be back in a month.
Okay.
All right.
Forward to it.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Danny. Bye-bye. Danny from Pennsylvania, another nice, loyal listener, 1-866-666-7926. Hello, you're with Marlena. With whom am I speaking, and from where are you calling?
This is Lois in California.
Hello, Miss Lois.
Hey, how are you? You sound chipper tonight.
I'm doing all right. Gary the board guy brought me coffee, and that just got my blood going.
Oh, wonderful. I'm having coffee, too.
Oh, good.
Speaking of kitchen things, I bought myself the most marvelous new coffee pot that I really like. It's one of those vacuum things.
Yes.
And it makes the most marvelous coffee.
Well, tell us about it. Don't just stop there.
Oh, okay. Well, this coffee pot, I think they said it was made in Denmark. But you have this big pot, and it's made out of a polycarbonate plastic stuff, and apparently those who can see through it, and you can see what's going on in there.
Ooh.
Now, what happens is you have this big pot. It makes 12 cups, but they're talking 4-ounce cups. My mug is 16 ounces.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah, that's, well, 4 ounces is a little taste.
Yeah.
Just an appetizer.
That's the Dave Williams teacup.
I was wondering about Dave. I figured, I calculated the time before he mentioned it, and I hope he's having some good strong tea at 2 to 4 in the morning while he listens to our shenanigans. Good for you, Dave. The pot, you put cold water in the pot, and it sits on a plastic platform that has all the electronics in it, and the cord comes out of it that plugs into the wall, and then there's a top piece that's a wide bowl shape with a tube that goes down into the pot, and around the where the tube goes into the upper chamber, this big bowl-shaped thing, there's a rubber-like gasket which vacuum seals. So you sit that on top of the water-filled pot, and there's a permanent plastic filter that plugs into the hole at the top of the tube inside this big top chamber. And you put your freshly ground coffee in there and put the lid on it and plug it in and push the on switch, and it makes all these wonderful volcanic noises. And what happens is the water comes up the chute. It heats to the prescribed temperature, comes up the chute in a vacuum environment, and sits with the coffee grounds for the prescribed time and goes whizzing back down the tube. And when it quits making all these volcanic noises, which in, 5 or 6 minutes it takes, your coffee is done.
Well, I'm coming to your house for coffee.
You're welcome anytime you get to Southern California.
There you go.
Very good.
There you go.
Anyway, this is neat. And well, great on your kitchen. I never have enough space in my kitchen, and part of the problem is I'm very short, and a cupboard above the counter, you have to stand on a stepladder.
Ah, let me share with you a design that I've done for my kitchen.
Yeah.
Most people who know me, but maybe not all, know that Gary the board guy is a wheelchair user.
Yes.
So we have this interesting dichotomy of put it up, put it down, keep it up, keep it low, you know, can't lower it too much or I can't read the braille labels, can't put it too high, I can't reach it. Well, we have, with the help of our wonderful contractor, who is also a dear friend and good neighbor, we have designed some interesting storage. Our dishes will not be stored above the counter. They will be stored standing vertically in drawers that will pull out to meet the dishwasher drawers. The dishwasher will be two drawers. And so when we want to take a plate out, we will reach just below the counter surface, open the drawer, and lift the plate out, which will be standing vertically instead of lying down horizontally. So that's kind of a weird thing, but, you know, when you stop and think about it, why do we put stuff up?
Exactly. And that solves both of your problems. You can both reach it easily enough.
That's right. That's right. The other interesting thing that we're doing, and then I should probably move along in case anybody else wants to call in, but I'm so excited about this because at first I thought, ew, this is too weird. The countertops are going to be made of a beautiful concrete. And it feels like an old farm kitchen, you know, that soapstone kind of countertop feeling.
Fantastic.
Isn't that wild?
Oh, that's great.
It's going to be like a tactile kitchen. It's all going to, everything is going to have like these great touches and sort
fantastic.
Of, and the wood is going to be all real smooth and nice, but the countertops
great.
Are going to feel like they've been loved and worked on for years and years and years.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
One more little thing.
Yeah.
Regarding the memorial.
Yes.
What would have been interesting for us if they had mentioned, do you remember at all, it came across all our lists at the time of 9/11, there was a blind man working in one of the towers.
Indeed.
And his guide dog took him down,
something
like 78, 80 flights of stairs.
Yes, that was...
That's who you memorialize, I mean, along with everybody else.
That's right, right.
And like several have said, we need to move on and remember it in a right way, and we need also to heed the wake-up call that brought.
That's right. That's exactly right. I'm just trying to think of Mike's, I think it's Mike, his dog's, his dog's name was somebody will remember. Rosario or.
Yeah. But I thought that was the most marvelous story.
Yes.
I mean, there were many, but I thought particular to us, of course, that was such a marvelous thing.
Yes, that was a wonderful thing.
Yes.
That really was.
Hey, you have a fantastic trip. I know it's not all play, but have fun anyway.
Well, thank you so much. I'll be back in a month. Don't forget about me.
Oh, we sure won't. We'll
all
be
right.
Looking forward to it.
All right.
Take
Thanks,
care.
Lois.
Good to talk to you and everyone.
Enjoy
again.
Your coffee.
I'm doing so.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
1-866-666-7926. Mike Hingson, that's his name. Mike Hingson and his dog Rosario, maybe? Something. Somebody will know. You guys are so smart out there. You know everything. I am just a vacuum. Like Lois's coffee pot, I am a vacuum. It's about 44 minutes past the hour here on ACB Radio Interactive. We're gonna do 2 hours with you tonight. So this is the night when you couldn't call in before. You can call in tonight. If you're listening anytime other than 1 to 3 Universal on Monday morning, or 9 to 11 Sunday night Eastern, or 6 to 8 Pacific Sunday night, then you're listening to a rebroadcast, and the phone number, she don't work. You know what I mean? She just don't work. I am Marlena, and I will be gone for just about a month. Tell you a little bit about that, where we're going, what we're doing. We, Gary the Board Guy and I will be married 10 years this coming December. And one of the things that we dearly love to do is take cruises. And we have discovered that the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line is the most accessible, wheelchair accessible, blindness accessible cruise line. We've done a fair amount of research about it. And for the combinations of what we need, these people are outstanding. And so every year we take a little cruise somewhere, you know, it's usually a week, you know, go to Mexico. We've been to Mexico twice. We've been to Alaska. Well, last year we said, you know, right around the time we're going to want to bug out of town, we're going to be getting ready to redo the house. Gary's going to retire. I had been quite ill. We were grateful that I was still alive and kicking and breathing and everything was working out. And we said, let's do a big cruise. So we are, for all of those reasons, celebrating 10 years together, celebrating that Gary's retired, that my health is continuing to improve. We are taking a 3-week cruise to Hawaii and back. So we will start out in Vancouver, British Columbia, where we will leave on Thursday. We actually go there this coming Thursday. We will take the train from Seattle, where we live, up to Vancouver. And we love that ride. That's great fun. It's about 4 hours. And on Friday, we will board the ship. And on the 22nd, I think, of September, we will then be in Hilo, Hawaii. And a very interesting thing about all of this, and the thing that I'm holding my breath about, we're also making a little history here. Typically, and by all sorts of agreement, guide dogs enter Hawaii through Honolulu, through the airport, and that's it. Well, that would have messed up my cruise. So, with some back and forth with the Hawaiian officials and some good conversation, I must say, we had good conversation, and I, you know, asked them to help me understand why. Why were we limited to this one port of entry? Why could we not, if I'm willing to do what needs to be done, and even if I needed to, you know, pay someone to meet the ship, or whatever, I would bear the extra expense, of which at this time there appears to be none, but I was willing to do that because I knew that I was asking for something different. Ostensibly, if we all hold our fingers, cross our fingers, cross our toes, little guide dog Madeline will be the first guide dog to enter through a cruise ship in any way other than through Honolulu. So we arrive in Hilo, and then we go all kinds of places from there, and my birthday occurs during this momentous thing that we're about to do. And the night before my birthday, we are doing a big luau, so I'll have all kinds of stories to tell you about that. We're going to be sending back some sound bites over for the ACB Radio Interactive side. Hopefully a little bit of a travel log will go on. So if you want to catch up with what's going on, you can do it that way. You can also keep up with us, I think, assuming that I get all my connectivity things going on. I do blogging, web blogging. That's a new thing for me. I feel like I'm such part of the in generation now. I'm a blogger, man. But I do blogging, and my web blog, I never know, is it weblog or weblog? Who knows? Maybe one of you kids could call me up and set me straight. But my blog is at http://. You know, those infamous http://, guys. Then the number one Marlena. There was already a Marlena on there. I don't know who she was, but she wasn't me, so I made myself one Marlena. So http://onemarlena.livejournal, all one word, livejournal.com. And you keep up with me that way and see what the heck's going on. How many Mai Tais did she have today? Hello, you're with Marlena. With whom am I speaking and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Danny. Just calling you back. Just want to say blog is a shortened form of weblog.
Ah, all right.
And I've never done that before. Where did she get that coffee pot?
I don't know where she got it.
Goodness.
She's not here.
Goodness. Well, maybe somebody will call in and tell you or something. Or
all right.
Tell you or something. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Danny. I don't know where she got it. Where'd you get that coffee pot, Lois? Who knows? Maybe she can put it up on the list. You know what? And you guys, speaking of the list, if you're not subscribed to the ACB Radio Friends list, that's a cool list to subscribe to because it gives kind of friends of ACB Radio a chance to kind of talk to each other. And Lois, put it up on the list. Where'd you get the coffee pot? I know you're on that list. So, Danny, if you're not on the list, go to the website, acbradio.org, and subscribe, and then you'll find out where she got that coffee pot. So, anyway, that's the deal. So, that's my blog, onemarlena.livejournal.com. I've been blogging for a couple of weeks now, and it's an interesting experience. Certainly is an interesting experience. So we're going to try to do some sound bites on the blog and also send some back to ACB Radio. And you never know where I might pop up and be present. Telephone number to call is 1-866-666-7926. I'd like to go over here and kind of getting back to the 9/11 theme again. You know, I think we're all pretty much in accord that what we want to do is remember in the most positive sense of the word. Let's take the phone call first because we've got lots of time to do all this. Hello, you're with Marlena. With whom am I speaking and from where are you calling?
Well, good evening. This is Jeff.
Well, good evening. This is Marlena.
How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. How are you?
Hold on. Let me turn you down so I'm not getting...
The master of Skype has arrived.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Jeff Bishop.
Yeah, good evening, everybody.
And what is going on with you, Mr. Bishop?
Oh, not much. I watched a lot of the 9/11 coverage yesterday.
Yeah?
And, of course, that kind of set the tone for, you know, the whole day when you got up and turned CNN or Fox News or whatever on and watched all that. And I think I heard an interview with a Vietnam veteran yesterday, about a two-hour interview, about his experiences there. And it was really interesting in that he had a really interesting story to tell. And then it got sort of, they had a Q&A session afterward for him. And people came on and they said, you have a really great story, but I'm really against Iraq. And, you know, they sort of spoiled the whole thing of it. But, you know, by bringing the whole Iraq thing in, and I think people really do, I know this has been mentioned earlier, but I think people really need to be careful to make sure that we separate the two, you know, that we separate our soldiers who are, you know, now, you know, there's over 1,000 that have been killed, you know, and there's over 100,000 of our soldiers out there fighting. We really need to separate the policies of Iraq from the men and women who are dying for our country or fighting for our country. I don't know. It just kind of put me sort of in a bad mood yesterday.
Yeah, and you know, I know you in my personal life, so I know that I can make this statement and be completely factual about it, and that is that I know that during the Vietnam era, you know, you were a blink in the eye.
Yeah, right. I think I was 4.
Yeah,
so
you weren't out there making the mistake that I made. And the mistake that I made is exactly what you're talking about. And I like to also know that I realized into the mistake that my anger had to redirect from the people to the policies.
Oh, I wasn't referring to you specifically.
Oh, no. I know. I'm reinforcing exactly what you're saying, that
okay.
It's so easy. It's so easy to look at the, you know, to you, what you see on television are, you know, this fighting here and that fighting there and this person died there and that. And the human condition says, what are they doing over there?
Yeah.
And in fact, they are doing what they believe is the right thing to do.
Well, they're doing what they're commanded.
That's right.
I mean, you know, I mean, there's a big difference in that they're not. They don't really have a choice. You go into the service and you do what you're told, or you're in trouble.
Right, and they go into the service not to go to war, but because they feel it's the right thing to do.
Correct. They didn't go into the service, or at least a lot of them did not go into the service to go over to Iraq.
Right. Right, and that's, you know, and that's where we need to draw the line and say,
right,
hey, let's remember, they're, you know, they're not sleeping in cushy beds at night, man.
No, they're sleeping on rocks and, you know,
yeah,
just
yeah,
evil stuff.
And
you know, if we have to complain about anything, we need to complain about the intelligence agency of our government. That's really where the issues lie.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so anyway, that's sort of, the tributes were neat. It was sad. You know, they were, I watched quite a bit of them reading the names. And
what do you think about that? Should they continue? You know, they do that every year.
Yeah. Well, I think once the memorial, because I'm not really sure that, you know, I don't think the memorial is complete, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think once the memorial is complete and they etch the names, I'm sure they're going to etch the names of these people into a wall or,
sure,
a column or a pillar or, you know, I don't,
sure,
know, something. I think once they do that, I think that then they can stop.
Yeah.
I think the reason why is because it's more for the families than for us as a country. I think it's more for the people who experience the situation to be able to continue to grieve. And I mean, think about it. At least for me, you know, if my wife or my children got killed in something like that, I'll tell you, I don't think I'd ever get over it.
Yeah, I can't imagine how it feels to have someone just ripped out of your life.
Yeah.
They're there 1 minute and then they're not.
Yeah, I mean, for nothing.
Yeah.
It'd be different, yeah, if, you know, someone was trying to save somebody's life or something, you know. But,
yeah,
I mean, this is just pointless.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's sad. Anyway, I want to wish you a happy trip.
Well, thank you.
And we'll be watching your blog, and we're going to miss you.
Oh, don't forget me while I'm gone.
Hmm?
Don't forget me while I'm gone.
How could we ever forget you?
Oh, I don't know. It could be easy.
Well, if you'll have your handheld on the ship, right? We'll have to track you around.
Absolutely. We're gonna see what we can do about all that.
Well, that will be interesting. You'll have to keep us up to date on, you know, like what repeaters you're able to hit out on the ship. And I don't know if you'll be able to hit anything out there on the ship.
We're going
to
find out.
That's going to be interesting. Wow. I'll be excited to read all about what's happening to you there. So.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful 4 weeks.
I will. And travel safely, be safe, and enjoy the margaritas and, you know, whatever else you're going
to
do.
I shall, and give my best to Carrie and the kids.
I'll do it.
All right.
Good night, Carrie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's my friend Jeff Bishop down in Arizona, a voice that may become familiar in these parts. I'll just leave it at that. 1-866-666-7926. I'm Marlena. We got just about another hour to go. We've halfway through our big 2-hour talkathon here, talking about whatever you'd like to talk about. I'll be gone away for 4 weeks, so I figure I'm just going to talk to you till you won't listen to me anymore. I've told this story over on Interactive sometimes, but when I was a little girl growing up in Lynn, Massachusetts, there was this DJ who went crazy in the studio. I'm beginning to know how he feels. Anyway, so he went crazy in the studio and he played the song over and over and over for something like 27 hours. This guy played Peggy Lee's Fever. And they had to they had to break in. He locked himself in, and they had to break in and get him off the air. Watch out, Dave. I'm on a roll. I just may stay here. And Gary, the board guy, is calling me and says that the server just shut me down. So let's see. We might want
to
find out from Dave what.
Okay, just keep going. I'm aware of the issue. You should be back in a moment. I think it's going to play some promos for some strange reason, but just keep on going, and you should be back up in a second.
All right. So Dave says just keep on going. So we're gonna keep on going and hope everybody else keeps on going. Gary the board guy should be listening in there, and I said we had 2 big hours. We're back. Yay. Isn't live radio grand and wonderful? Sorry about that, folks. You know, there are these little robots who live in the server. And when you change things on them and they haven't had enough tea, they get frustrated. But here we are back for another hour right here on ACB Radio Interactive. Who knows? Maybe I was supposed to do a... Wait, not on ACB Radio Interactive. On ACB Radio Mainstream. Maybe I was supposed to do something. Hello, you're with Marlena. With whom am I speaking and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Sue from Seattle.
Hello, Sue from Seattle. Did you think I disappeared?
I did. Marlena probably just crashed her computer again and went away.
I did, but I'm back.
And I said, she can't do that because I still have more housework to do, and so I have to listen to her.
When you get done with yours, are you coming over to do mine?
Excuse me. Well, I've been gone all weekend, so I had to come home and do the weekend maintenance. You know how that goes?
Oh, boy, don't I ever.
No, I hate it. Anyway.
So what's going on with you?
Well, and I won't take a long time about this, but we just finished having what I'd call the Four Corners Leadership Conference down in Salt Lake City for ACB. So we had people from Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and... New Mexico, boy, I know I'm tired. And it was the first time we've done this. There was about 45 people there. And we kind of spent the day yesterday just teaching folks about everything from advocacy, membership development, to Robert's Rules, ADA, etc. So it was kind of an experiment that we've been working on, I think, for the last year, which I think I've told you about. So probably 9/11... I guess I had the TV on for a second. I knew it was 9/11, but, you know, I think we were just about getting ready to go to dinner, and I turned on CNN, and they were going through all that, and I thought, oh, I'm not going there today, you know.
Yeah.
So I turned it back off. But I was really struck by something today, and maybe it's just something I never thought of before. You know, you go through the airport and go through security, and I think we've all kind of got used to that. But this morning, a few of us, some of you may know who Linda Braithwaite is. She's a lady that lives in Utah, and she sang in the choir, Mormon choir, for a number of years. And she did come to Washington and gave a talk at one of our conventions. And so she, for those of us who wanted to go, we could go listen to the radio broadcast and hear the choir. And I've heard the choir once before, and it's very incredible. I don't know if you've ever, excuse me, done that.
Anyway, no, I haven't done it live, no.
Sitting in the tabernacle and hearing the big organ and the choir, it's awesome. But anyway, I was really struck when we went up today that they even have to have security and search your bags now at the tabernacle.
Oh, my word.
And you can see why. I mean, but what a sad commentary.
Oh, my word. That is...
It never would have occurred to me.
Huh.
So, fortunately, I usually don't take a purse and just, you know, put some money in my pocket and my key to my hotel room. But people had to be stopped. And, you know, as I thought about it, I could see that obviously any historical landmark in this country is prey to potential harm.
Yeah.
But what a sick thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I mean, I never would have thought that.
I wouldn't either.
You know, now it's interesting because, you know, when we went recently to the Mariners game, you know, things were searched there, and then that seemed like, yeah, okay, fine, understand that. But, boy, going into the you just wouldn't think.
You wouldn't. I mean, like I said, it was kind of like, oh. And then, of course, I thought, well, this is September 12th, and they kind of brought it home to me a little bit. But as I was listening to your... And I thought, well, I'd share that with the listeners because it was really like, wow. But, you know, we've seen on CNN where mosques and other things have been blown up.
Sure,
so
sure. And
nothing is...
Nothing, that's
for
right.
For people who want to carry this out, nothing is sacred.
That's exactly right. And that's why in the beginning of all of this, I said, you know, this isn't an American thing. It changed the world. And how... how much do we carry it on? How do we never forget? I guess that's my dilemma. I mean, I don't want to live it, you know, every year and be, you know, oh my God, and I remember, and, you know, but
well,
I also.
By the same token, Marlena, people in other places, September 11th would mean nothing to them because it's day after day after day. I
right.
mean, so we've been lucky that it's only been really one time.
That's right.
I mean, we're still reliving it, but look at the people in Iraq, the people in Israel, the people in Northern Ireland.
That's right.
Oh, a car bomb went off. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Another day,
yeah.
Ho-hum.
Yeah.
That's no children. I mean, I'm sure that's, but it's still, I don't know how to express it, but.
Yeah, no, I think you're doing a fine job.
We've been
lucky.
We've been scared as Americans, and so we became complacent and a little arrogant.
That's right.
And we were brought to our knees very quickly.
That's right.
And I don't know if you've ever watched the Nova special that they did on the Twin Towers, but when you watch that, and I actually brought it video to describe
it. I actually have the describe video. Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet. I just put it was on Channel 9 again the other night, and I watched it. And when you just see how that all happened, it's like they had to know what they were doing.
Yeah.
You know, this wasn't an accidental thing. It was well planned by very highly skilled technical people.
Precisely. Yep.
So,
all right. Well,
on a positive note, I'm planning my kitchen.
Yeah.
And by the time I get done planning it, I'll be so broke, I'll probably not have anything to eat. But
you have no idea how broke you're going to be, girlfriend.
Oh, I'm getting the picture.
I'll tell you about broke, honey.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're
debating right now whether to put in a trash compactor.
Oh, we did not. We did not.
We think we will because we're, you know, as you know, we're moving out kind of more into the country and we have to pay for trash pickup and it probably would pay off. But
I haven't
really talked to anybody who's ever had one, so I want to know that. But
I'm not quite sure why we did not, but we talked about it and we decided that we would not. But what we did do was all of the appliances go on one long wall.
Oh.
So you don't have to, like, turn around, go away, and I got to go over to the refrigerator. Oh, no, turn around, go back over here.
So what kind of stove did you get?
We got a cooktop range that I could feel the rings on.
That's novel because it's electric, right?
Yeah, it's electric. And we got a wall oven with a side-opening door, not a pull-down
I've
in the
seen
front
those.
Door.
Cool.
Yeah, they're starting to discontinue them because the public doesn't like them.
I know, they're hard to find.
Yep, so we got one of those. But all of the appliances are on one long wall, and there's counter space between each appliance.
Well, our big expense is we're going to start cooking with gas that's a downdraft because it's in an island. And, oh, well, I just write the check.
Write the check.
Just write the check. What the heck?
It's only money.
Hey, it's only money.
You can't take it with you when you go.
I'm trying to get Buddy a job, but he doesn't have any skills.
There you go.
But the good news, since I think I've called in a couple times when people have been listening, my husband broke his knee, and he gets to start driving next Saturday, so we're very happy.
Oh, that's good.
So he hasn't driven for 5 weeks. So, you know, it makes you reevaluate how you do things. But
yep, sure does.
When things happen that are good, it's wonderful.
Yep, sure is.
So he may just sit in the driveway and rev the motor, but he'll be driving.
Well, we'll be cheering him on.
So, all right. Well, as always, you know I love your show.
Oh, thanks so much. I'm so glad you called.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's my good friend Sue Amater in Seattle, very active in ACB, very knowledgeable, someone that really brings a rich, rich history of experience and know-how to the table of the organization in general and to advocacy in particular. And I respect Sue a lot. We don't always agree on everything, and we can have some knockdown dragouts, and then we can sit down and have a drink and talk about kitchens, and that's the way it ought to be. You know what, Sue? If the world could operate like you and I do, we wouldn't be in Iraq. We'd be in the kitchen. 1-866-666-7926. And we've got about 10 minutes past the hour here. We're going to be with you till the top of the hour in our two-hour call-in program, talking a little bit about 9/11. How do we remember? How does it work? How do you make that balance of remembering without being maudlin and yet not ever wanting to forget? I do a lot through music, and I want to share this with you. I know we don't normally play music on the Marlena Show because we're on the mainstream and we play music on Interactive, but it's my show and I'm going away for a month, so catch me if you can, Dave. No. Dave knows I'm going to do this. I came across this song. We're going to grab this phone call here. I came across this song and thought, if I were one of the victims, I would want my loved ones to know this. But before we do that, we're going to do this call because this is how the internet works. Hello, you're with Marlena. With whom am I speaking and from where are you calling?
It's Carrie.
Hello.
I'm from Rhode Island.
From Rhode Island. And you called last week, did you not?
Yes, I did.
And you dropped your brailler last week, right?
Yep.
See, I might be old, but I remember things. So what's on your mind?
I was just on the chat thing, ACB chat.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering how come you didn't talk to us.
Because we really want people to be calling in unless they're international listeners. We want to reserve the chat room for people who can't use the toll-free number.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Because, like, I noticed, like, you're broadcasting on the air in the chat room and on ACB Radio.
That's right.
Why is that?
The reason that we do that, as I said, is so that, like, say you lived in Ireland or England or Trinidad or wherever, and you wanted to participate in the show, well, this toll-free number isn't available to you. So I go over there and I look and I try to make my best guess as to how many international people are there. And in fact, we really encourage people in the U.S. and Canada to listen on the mainstream, not through the chat room, because that helps us.
Can they get the mainstream in other countries too?
Yes, they can, but then they can't participate by calling this number.
Oh, I see.
So we like to, we love having you listen however you want to listen, but we do try to only go into the chat room when there are international folks in the chat room who may want to say something.
Yeah, so about the 9/11,
yeah.
When it was 9/11, I was in school, and they actually never told me that we were under attack.
Really?
So, like, when I came home, my mom said it. I'm like, man, why didn't my school tell me?
So what grade were you in?
I was actually in sixth grade.
In the sixth grade. And so when you came home, how did that feel for you being just, you know, kind of a little kid in the sixth grade? What was it like?
To me, I was wondering, well, why didn't my school tell me? And, I mean, what was it, this big deal that the school couldn't tell us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, like, since it was an elementary school, they didn't want to tell people because of what people would do.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about it now? Does it, you know, you're a younger guy. You've still got some going and growing to do, and you're still sort of formulating your life and your opinions, and does it scare you? Does it,
not really.
Yeah?
I have time to think, you know, there's, like, two sides of me, because I'm also, I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I kind of think that, we believe in the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that has happened actually says it's supposed to happen in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think is coming up next, is we're all going to go up to heaven and things like that.
So you think you think that, like, you believe that sort of the end is coming and
yeah.
Mhm.
And then there's another side where I think that we shouldn't have gone to war. We should have gone to war with Afghanistan because of the towers, but there was no need to go to war with Iraq.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay.
And that they shouldn't have bothered with it.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's interesting perspective. I appreciate you sharing it.
So are you broadcasting in a studio or at your house?
I'm broadcasting in a studio in my house.
That's weird. Do you just have a computer or you have a mixer as well?
Oh, I've got a big rack of equipment here to my left, and I've got a couple of compressors and a mixer and a who knows what, an effects generator box, and I've got more stuff than I know how to push buttons for. So when I get confused, I just push buttons.
I see. So like who got you all that equipment?
Well, it's collected over time, you know. You save up your money and you buy things. It's all part of the hobby. Sighted people do photography, and I do sound.
So how do you eventually broadcast over the radio? Like, how do you hook it up, all that equipment up to the computer and broadcast through the server? Or?
Yeah. It's all, everything goes through the mixer to the computer and out to the internet and up to the server and then back down to your computer.
How do you connect the mixer to the computer? USB?
No, it's all audio jacks through the sound card.
Oh,
line
okay.
In, etc. Yeah. All right, great. Well, I don't want to get too technical because you and I know what we're talking about, but other people might say
All right.
Well, you have a wonderful 4 weeks, and I hope you'll call me when I come back.
Yeah, I'm on dial-up, too, so I got to get back to listening. That's the thing with a phone, too, is that when you have a dial-up modem, you have to get off call, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I was calling for, like, 5 minutes, busy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how talk shows go, though. That's what you want when you're on my end of the microphone.
What?
You want that line to be busy. You want people to keep trying.
Yeah.
All right, well, you take care.
Yep.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Oh, it's always great to hear from younger folks, that's for sure, and hear their perspective. Anyway, back to the piece of music. I truly believe, for me, this is the the way in which, were I one of the victims, this is the message I would want to send back to the people I left behind. And so come with me and help me to remember 9/11 in this way, and maybe it will make some sense for you as well. Like me. happiness. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance. And I think that's the kind of message that that those who did not survive would send back to all of us, especially those who were loved by them. I hope you dance. I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. That's how to remember me best. That's how to remember best is by never losing the magic of life. I'm Marlena. It's 24 minutes past the hour. We'll be with you for almost, another 40 minutes, sort of, around there. I don't know. My math is so bad. Oh, dear. Telephone number to call is 1-866-666-7926. We're kind of doing a special program tonight. And 2 hours of taking your phone calls and talking about whatever the heck you'd like to talk about. We've been talking a little bit about 9/11 and how and if you remember. How do you do it? What was it like the day that it actually happened? And how do we keep remembering? Should we keep remembering? What should we do? Also talking about kind of designing kitchens. I'm in the middle of, you should see my kitchen. Oh, dear. We're eating off of paper towels and things like that. If you could design your own kitchen, what the heck would that look like? Let's take a look over in the chat room here and see if we've got any international folks who might want to come in and say something. And let's take a check over in the chat room. I see we look like we might have an international amateur radio operator here. KDC. No, that can't be a ham call. KDCNVKL. And, I don't know. Let's take a check and see. Anybody in the chat room want to pop in and say anything? I'm going to unkey right now. And those listening on the mainstream, you'll hear a little bit of silence, and we'll see if anybody wants to have a word. See if Mr. Dave Williams is still having his spot of tea. He drinks that dreadful instant coffee stuff, too. Yucko. But I'll reserve my judgment. Come on in, chat room. And we'll just wait a second here and see if anybody wants to.
Goodness me, Marlena, you told me you wouldn't tell people about that, my instant coffee fetish. Actually, I did put the kettle on just a moment or two ago, and just making a pot of tea here now. Hadn't had a jokes aside, hadn't had a cup of tea throughout the program, but it's sort of 3:30 in the morning here now, so I thought we'd just have a drop to keep us going. One thing that I wanted to sort of bring back to people's attention, which was mentioned in the first hour, was the ACB affiliates. There are 70 state and special interest affiliates in ACB, as far as I know. And you know, I'm on a learning curve here too, folks. So I certainly appreciate your input on this, and I'm aware that many of those affiliates are quite active. They have meetings and things that they do, and as was mentioned a little bit earlier, I think when Frank called from New York, many of the state affiliates are having their annual conventions within the next couple of months, and obviously we'd love to bring some of that content to ACB Radio mainstream. So we're always keen to engage the ACB affiliates. Whatever your affiliate's up to, let us know, and we'll see if we can find a way to get it on ACB Radio. One of the things I thought when I started doing this was, you know, if we've got 70 affiliates, if each affiliate only had a program once every 2 months, we could have a new program on ACB Radio Mainstream from each affiliate every single day. So just a thought there. Just a half an hour program, whatever it may be, whatever your affiliate's up to, we want to air it, and we want to share it with the ACB Radio audience. And we'll see if our friend here with the peculiar name would like to speak. Just hold down the control key, and you'll be participating in the program.
And while we're waiting to see if anyone wants to speak from the chat room, we will just give a pause here for a second.
Nope, I guess not. Oh, I guess not. So I think it's probably back to you, Marlena, but certainly a reminder there to international listeners. If you want to participate in the program, you can call the 800 number, but you'll be calling it at your international rate. You won't be charged as a free call, like the way it is in the US. It's as a toll free number, isn't it? The 866-666-7926. People calling that number from overseas will be charged at their standard international rate to calling the US. So certainly you're welcome to join us in the chat room at our place. That's ourplace.acbradio.org, and click on the speakeasy room.
And thank you, Dave. I will pick it up now. And it's kind of interesting that, you know, this is a bit like the old time radio remote broadcasting, isn't it, Dave? Where one person at a time gets to speak. It's like having a talking stick. You got to wait till you get the talking stick. And we've got a caller who's got the talking stick.
Can I just, sorry to interrupt you there, Marlena. I do apologize. Lisa from Australia has joined us in the chat room. I don't know if you'd like to participate in the program, Lisa.
Hang on, caller.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey, everybody. How's it going? I'm Lisa from Australia. I don't know what to say, so I'll just be quiet and listen for a while.
Well, welcome, Lisa. We are delighted to have you. This is great. And you hang tight. We've got a caller. And let's bring the caller in. Hello, caller. With whom am I speaking and from where are you calling?
Hi, Marlena. It's Rachel from Orlando. I'm certainly happy to step aside for any new callers. So
oh, well,
you guys hear enough from me. So
well, it's great to hear from you, Rachel.
Yeah.
This is, as I was just saying to Dave and now Lisa, this is a bit like the old-timey broadcasting where you, one person at a time spoke, and you'd always say, back to you, Dave. Back to you, Marlena. Back to you, Rachel.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind this week?
What a great choice for music that you picked out for that song. I tell you, I pretty much stayed away from broadcast. I didn't do anything, you know, that really... We had a meeting of our Mid-Florida Council of the Blind, and we did have a moment of silence in memory of the people, you know, in memory of 9/11. But I really pretty much stayed away from all the newscasts. I think all of us here in Florida are so burned out that yesterday was kind of my first day to have any time away from anything, and so about the only thing I did was anything that was brainless. And
yeah.
What was really good, though, and I have to give one of my fellow ACBRI colleagues a big plug and a job well done on the air, Kim Lookingbill did a special yesterday afternoon on 9/11, and although I didn't hear very much of it, it was very well done. And I thought that was... She took songs and sound clips, and I just thought it was a really good way to remember 9/11. Like you, I'm into the music thing, and anything I can do musically that would kind of remember that, I tend to go that direction.
Sure, yeah, I think you know, thinking sort of positively is the best. We only move forward by being positive.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So how's everything in Florida? Is coming back together?
Yeah, it's starting to. We have Ivan on the way, and I just heard the latest update, though. They think it's pretty much going to miss our part of Florida. Might get a little bit in North Florida, but there's this, I think it's like a 20% chance that it could kind of start heading back toward the east a little down the road. So we're just... hoping and praying that number three doesn't catch us. I don't think we'll get as much of it, though, this time.
Well, our thoughts and prayers are with you, kiddo.
I'm just very happy to have... It was so nice. Nice weekend. Sunshine. We are the Sunshine State again, at least for a while. And it's amazing how when you get a weekend like this... I mean, I did nothing today. You know, football, big deal, you know. Slept part of the afternoon. You know, it was just one of those weekends. Like, gosh, I have not had a weekend like that in so long.
Yeah.
I spent time on computer, talking to people on Skype. You know, it was just, okay, great. You know,
yeah, so. Yeah.
But I hope you have a wonderful time on your cruise. One of these years I'm going to get to Hawaii and take another cruise. The only cruise I've ever taken was 4 days, and that was just great. I really had a good time.
They're wonderful things, and I'm excited to see about actually entering Miss Madeline through the non-traditional port. So we'll see.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Well, you'll definitely have to get in touch with GDUI on that experience afterward, and
yeah,
you know, that would be something that I know a lot of guide dog users are going to be interested in.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah, and I love your blog. I have to say, I love your blog.
Oh, thank you. It does sort of go in odd places at times, but you know what? I figure it's my blog.
I don't read very many of them, you know, and I have one, and I don't even write in it very often, but you know, yours is just so cool. It's like just, you know, talking to a friend as it is, you know, just talking with you in person. It certainly comes out in writing, so I think that's really neat.
Thank you. That really means a lot to me. Thanks a lot. All right. Well, keep safe.
Will do.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. 1-866-666-7926. Gary the board guy just snuck in very surreptitiously. Poured me another cup of coffee. I'm good to go for the next half hour. And he made good coffee. Good coffee. So in the chat room right now, we're looking at two international people and my friend Gary Wood, who is not international, but we won't make you leave, Gary. We'll let you stay there. But if you are listening internationally and you'd like to talk on the program, all you need to do is come into the chat room at, where is it? www.ourplace.acbradio.org. And then you click on the speakeasy room, and that's where we are. And we'd love to save all the chairs for international listeners. And that also, by the way, helps us get a nice accurate count of how many folks are listening on the stream and all that. You know, the sponsors like to know all that good stuff. So when you're listening in the chat rooms, we can't count you as listening on the stream. And yeah, you know, it gets all this technical yada, yada, yada. But anyway, where are we going over here? Let's see, 35 minutes past the hour, and phones are a bit quiet tonight. I hope you guys are just kicking back and drinking some good coffee, doing whatever it is you do on a Sunday night, and would love your opinion, perhaps by email to me or to Dave, Dave being support at acbradio.org. And I being Marlena, Marlaina, at acbradio.org, would love your opinion on whether this ought to go to a two-hour show. Now, don't just write in and say, oh, yeah, it should go to a two-hour show. Because this is a people show, and if we go to a two-hour show, then you guys are a huge part of all of that. So, you know, Do you think it's a good idea to do this 2 hours once a week instead of 1 hour? And some topics you might like to look at. Let me give you kind of an idea where we're going with some up in the air sort of plans. We've got scheduled on the 18th of October, so I guess it's not very up in the air. We've got scheduled a guest, Lisa Hall, is going to talk with us about the viability of a career in Braille transcription / proofreading, etc., for people who are blind, and what are the skill sets, and how do you get going, and what's that all about. Then we're starting to collect some information from blind entrepreneurs. So if you are a blind entrepreneur and you want to be on the show, you want to showcase your business around the holiday time, we'd love to send some business your way from the ACB Radio listening family. So let me hear from you. What kind of business do you run? What do you sell? And why should we buy it? Hello, caller. You're with Marlena. With whom am I speaking, and from where are you calling?
Carrie.
Yes, Carrie.
From Rhode Island.
Yes, and we try to do one call a week.
All right, I just had a question
on
that 2-hour deal.
Uh-huh.
Is there any live broadcast other than you on the Sunday?
No, we do 2 hours a day.
So, like, around this time, 8 to 10?
It starts your time, it would be, starts at 9 o'clock your time.
So, 9 to 11, right?
Right, right.
And then, so you're doing just 9 to 10, right?
No, I will be on for 2 hours. I will end at 11 your time.
Yeah, but you used to do
right,
9 to 10.
Right, 9 to 10. And then there's some repeated content after that.
So, I think it'd definitely be a good thing to do 2 hours.
All right. I'll log it in.
Yep.
All right?
So, like, you have to tell it to the sponsors?
Well, we'll figure it all out, and if it gets to go to 2 hours, we'll let you know.
All right.
All right?
Yep.
Thanks, Carrie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love his enthusiasm. We really do try to limit one call a week. One of the criticisms, fairly so, that I have received from folks is I can't get through. So if people could try, I know sometimes it's hard and you can't help it and it's okay. We won't break your fingers and hang up the phone on you. but we really do try to do one call a week per caller. And on some shows, we kind of have to shorten you up a little bit too. Remember the show? Hey, Dave, here's a clue for playback. Let's see, I could talk to him. He can't talk back to me because I haven't given him the talking stick yet. But those two programs that we did on all the gadgets and appliances that people wish they had that they don't have anymore, man, did those phones go nuts. Those phones went crazy. So that that might be a good part of the filler. But let's bring Dave up. Let's see what Dave's got to say about that as an idea and things about life in general. His tea must be ready. Maybe we'll find out a little bit about Dave Williams. I've been threatening. Oh, let's not bring Dave up. We got somebody else to talk to. Hello, caller. You are with Marlena. With whom am I speaking and from where are you calling?
Marlena, are you speaking to me?
I am.
This is Roger.
Hello, Roger.
How are you?
How are you doing? And where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. I don't think you and I have ever spoken, have we?
No.
Well, it's an honor.
I've certainly heard you a lot, but...
It's an honor and a privilege to hear you.
Privilege to hear you.
What's on your mind?
Even live.
What's on your mind?
Well, now you're not dead. Yeah. Oh, heck, there's all kinds of things on my mind. Where do you start? You know how that goes.
Ah. Uh-huh.
You were talking a bit ago about some shows coming up in the future.
Yes.
Something that's been troubling me are screen readers. Doggone it, they cost so much. And if you're getting the latest update, you've already had some previous updates of screen readers. And when you go and buy a new one, why, it isn't a heck of a lot more... In terms of technology, that from what you've already had,
uh-huh.
Here, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You spend a ton of money for
sure,
this.
Sure.
And I'm getting a lot of static. I wonder if that's me.
Sometimes we get some static on this line. No. Yeah,
I turned a different way. Sometimes that helps. Oops.
So your thought, and of course, and I think you're quite often right, that sometimes these updates that screen reader companies do are minimal.
Especially in terms of you're getting a whole new program, a whole new disc, and yet basically you're getting just a little bit because you've already had most of the stuff already.
Sure.
On your latest, previous updates.
What?
And the new one doesn't really give you necessarily all that much new stuff.
What? How would you like them to resolve that? What would you like them to do differently?
I'd certainly like to know more about it in order to discuss just that thing with you. Well, you know what I mean.
So a bit more information from them as to exactly what the heck am I getting in this new update?
Well, I wish I knew more about the subject period so that I could say something to you even more. That is of a technical nature, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
But anyhow, I don't know. It just doesn't seem to me that you're getting as much bang for the buck as you ought to get.
How long have you been using your screen reader?
Well, I'm using JAWS 4.0, and I'm way behind the times as it is.
Uh-huh. How long have you been on the computer?
It's late 99.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Still uh-huh. fairly new at it.
Yeah.
I started with JAWS 3.31.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you know what I mean. I bought the total package and got my updates, and... Gee, the updates weren't really all that, it appears anyway, weren't really all that much different, especially for the money you spent for the whole thing. But I don't think I'm the only one who speaks this way.
So do you think that a good service might be, and this is just off the top of my head, you know, we're just you and me talking,
sure.
having a cup of coffee here. But
a lot of us hopefully listening.
Yeah. Do you think a good service might be for ACB Radio, for example, to maybe somehow sponsor in some of its chat rooms some discussion about, hey, how do these screen readers work and what is it and what should I really be looking for, and kind of getting
into
some of that.
Yeah, that's a good point, because a lot of us who are using screen readers are blind folks needing screen readers. We really need to know more about what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Technology-wise, well, how many of us have really opened a book on computers, how they work, let alone how screen readers work?
Sure.
Yeah, and I don't think quite as many of us as we'd like to think have done that. I'm one who hasn't, and I really should get some material and start from the beginning, in a sense, and build my way up through it. I've put the cart before the horse, in a sense. I've got the computer and started learning how to, you know, how to use it. But you don't get we really don't get enough about what they really are made of. And that gets awfully technical. I understand that.
Well, except, you know what, it doesn't really have to.
Yes, of course. It doesn't.
Certainly, my gosh, there are people who know volumes and encyclopedias worth of this stuff. But
the geeks of the industry.
That's right. But what we need to know is how does this really interface? So there are three or four screen readers on the market. Which one is the best one for me and why?
Mm-hmm.
And then going to those companies and saying, okay, how often do you update? And what kinds of things, what define an update to me? Tell me what you call an update. You know, is mm-hmm. it just a new fancy way to do something on the internet? Or is it actually giving me better access to the Microsoft Office suite? There's a huge difference.
And for the most part, we're dealing with GW Micro and Freedom Scientific, and that's for the most part what the majority of the blind people are dealing with. And,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know. I'd heard that there was. I could get that information. I know a fellow. I'll get that for you. As a matter of fact, anyway, I've heard that there's a company in Virginia. And the owners of which company, they're all blind. And they hire people to do an awful lot of work.
Oh, sure.
Work themselves. They do a lot of work themselves. But those folks would be a pretty good example of maybe getting involved into a situation where they might be able to manufacture something and provide something a little less money and still come out with money for themselves.
And then, of course, there's the Apple people who are looking at, you know, putting the whole thing right in there. So,
and they've got a brand new thing out now that's supposed to be a humdinger. I don't know. I don't know much about Apple, but, you know, I've heard that their screen reading situation is really quite a thing.
Well, I think we are on the verge of major changes in our technology. And I think the market is becoming far more competitive, and that's a good thing. So I appreciate the call, Roger.
Yeah. Find out, by the way, what on earth this new coffee pot is all about.
Oh, that Lois, everybody wants that coffee pot.
That sounds mighty, mighty cool.
All right, let's do this. Lois, if you're listening, call me back. Only Lois gets to call twice now. Call me back, Lois. We got to have the name of this coffee pot.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much, Roger.
I'll be back in touch with you later on when you get back from your trip.
It's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
All right.
Have a good one.
Glad to meet you.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. That's Roger. Well, it's always fun to meet new people. North Carolina. That's a nice part of the country. All right, Lois, if you're out there, you've got about, maybe this is Lois. Let's see if it's Lois. Are you Lois?
No.
You're not Lois. We'll talk to you anyway. Hello, caller. With whom am I speaking and from where are you calling?
Larry Honaker, Columbus, Ohio.
Hello, Larry. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
I'm just tuned in a little while ago and only caught a quick snippet of what you were saying about the projected programs coming up.
Yes.
You said Lisa Hall, was that the 18th of October?
Yes, I believe that's correct.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure I had the correct date for that.
Yeah, I'll be sending out an announcement about it as well. I have to go back and look, but I think we settled on the 18th. Could be could be the 25th, but I think we settled on the 18th. So,
okay, great.
But I'll be sending that announcement. She's a fascinating person.
Should be interesting.
Yeah, should be.
Thank you, Marlena.
All right. You have a good one. Don't forget to listen.
Alrighty.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 1-866-666-7926. Lois, if you're out there, the world is waiting to hear about your coffee pot. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so one of the things we were going to do is go on over to the chat room for a second, and let's take just a quick little look in here. We see Dave, we see Gary the Wood, we see Lisa the Aussie, and we've got a caller. Hello, caller. You're with Marlena. With whom am I speaking? From where are you calling?
This is Lois.
Ah, she made it. I never had so much interest in an appliance in my life. What the heck is the coffee pot?
Well, that's funny, and I wasn't trying to sell it either. I just thought people that like gadgetry in the kitchen would appreciate knowing about it. And by the way, I did send a right away when somebody asked for it, I did send a message to friends at ACB Radio.
Oh, good. All right. Well, okay, give us the scoop.
But now it's a Bodum, B-O-D-U-M, Bravo Ocean Delta Uniform Mic, Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S, Sierra Alpha November Tango Ocean Sierra, vacuum coffee brewer, and I got it from coffeeam.com.
Goodness gracious. Okay.
Now, when you go, if those of you who go looking for it, you go to www.coffeeam, just like it sounds, coffeeam.com, and you have to go way, way, way down the page, past their list of different coffees and teas and different things, and you'll find a section that has coffee brewers and information about coffee brewing and coffee grinders. I also bought a grinder from them that I like very much, a burr grinder. But you'll find it way, way, way down the page under coffee brewers.
Do you know if they have a toll-free telephone number?
Yes. Now, just a moment. I have it written somewhere.
Because we like to give people choices here on the Marlena program.
Oh, yes. You can call them, and I've had very good results. Now, while I'm talking to you, I am looking for that number. Oh, my. Where's my page?
It's okay. You know what? Here, I'll sing the Jeopardy theme. Do, 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 do.
Yes.
Do, do, do.
And I have 30 seconds or whatever. I got it.
All right. I knew if I sang that, you'd find it.
I will repeat it twice.
All right. Everybody get your note takers, your tape recorders, your braille styluses, your pens, everything ready, because she's going to repeat the number for the Bodum Santos coffee maker from coffeeam.com. And the number is
1-800-803-7774. Again, 1-800-803-7774.
And maybe if we twist her arm, she'll put that up on the list, too.
Oh, okay. You want me to send another message?
Yeah, what the heck? Clobber the list. We don't care.
Okay. Also, those of you who order coffee from them, if you order several different kinds, they are accustomed to serving blind customers, and they will braille label your packages.
Ooh.
They are very nice people to deal with.
How did you find these people?
I've forgotten now. It's been over a year ago I've known about them, and I've just ordered coffee here and there. And when you buy something, whether it's coffee or the coffee brewer or whatever, they give you an 8-ounce sample of some kind of coffee that they are specializing for that particular month. And they sent me something wonderful called Rainforest Crunch. And that is so good that I bought a big 5-pound bag of it.
Wow.
Beans. I grind my own, of course.
Wow. Oh, yes. That nothing but the most natural for that Southern California girl.
Oh, my, yes. And they have all kinds of organic coffees and things, too, from all over the world.
So listen, do you wear Birkenstocks while you grind your coffee?
No, actually, I'm barefoot, running around in the morning, barely staggering out of bed.
Well, I'm a Birkenstock girl. I'm an old hippie.
I run barefoot.
I almost have nothing but Birks in my closet. So
oh
there
my.
You go. There you go. All right, my dear. Well, you are my ace number one researcher, and you continue to hold that position. And anybody who wants to rival her, give me some information. But she's the research girl.
Very good. And I'll send the phone number up to friends at ACB Radio right away.
You're aces. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. Have a sip for me.
Will do.
All righty.
Good
bye
night,
bye.
Man.
1-866-666-7926. We've got just about 5 minutes left of this 2-hour crazy party we've been having tonight on the Marlena Show. It's been fun though, you know. We kind of did our serious thing, and then we kind of did our screen reader thing, and we did our coffee thing, and we satisfied the need to know about the Bodum Santos coffee maker from amcoffee.com. I don't remember the number, but it'll be on the replay. I should have written it down, but you know, hey, I can't chew gum and talk at the same time. And let's take a quick duck into the chat room before the program ends. Mr. Dave, are you there? Over to you, Dave. Well, wait, see if he picks up.
I'm here. Do you know, I reckon we should get one of these coffee companies sponsoring the show. I think that would be a great idea. And also, while I'm on, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you, Marlena, for doing such a wonderful job with this program. And people seem to really love it. We get great listener numbers for this show, and people really enjoy it, and long may it continue. I think this is probably about program, I don't know, 24, 25, something like that. And, you know, we've covered all manner of subjects, and it's really down to you and your creativity and determinedness to stay. Is that a word? Determinedness? For sticking with it anyway. So thank you very much, Marlena, and we truly appreciate your contribution to ACB Radio Mainstream. And if anybody else out there feels that they have the wherewithal and the courage, because it takes guts to come on here and to sit there for 2 hours and take calls, because you don't know who's calling, what they're going to say, so if anybody feels that they're up to it and they have the equipment and the time, then certainly we would be very interested in hearing from you. And I'll give my toll-free number again. Of course, you can write to support@acbradio.org, and as I say, I'm a little bit behind with the email at the moment, so it may be a few days before I get back to you on the email. But if you want to speak to me right away during the week, then you can call my US toll-free number, which is 1-888-625-8684. That's 1-888-625-8684. Thanks very much, Marlena, and I'll hand it back to you.
All right, Dave, thanks so much for those kind words, and I can only echo what Dave's saying. We love to have you on ACB Radio, Mainstream or Interactive. This is not an exclusive club of geeky people who, you know, are the only ones who know what they're doing. None of us know what we're doing. But we just have a heck of a lot of fun trying. But you know what? It doesn't mean a darn thing without you guys. You know, there's an old song that Peter Schickele used to play on NPR radio, when he did his Schickele mix, and, it's one of the old songs from the 40s. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Well, this don't mean a thing if it doesn't have you. I will be back in a month. Please join me. In the meantime, stay tuned to ACB Radio. Stay tuned to my program. We're gonna play all kinds of live stuff. And you never know, I might be joining you for a Mai Tai. Thanks for listening. God bless everybody. Stay safe. See you live on the 18th of October. You've been listening to Marlena on ACB Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. But in the meantime, if you've got an idea for a future show, why not drop me an email? The email address is Marlena, that's MARLAINA, @acbradio.org.